our governments have not reached that point yet. And so we can only suspect that there might be pressure eventually down that road. However, people do want to know what our position is. And as a matter of clarity, that is why we are saying what we say today. But this is not just a recent position of our church. May I remind you, we have held on to this principle for as long as we have existed, and we believe it was there, as Jesus said, from the beginning. So we are articulating what we understand to be God's divine principle for family life and marriage for all time and from the beginning. Already in some parts of the world, Christians are under pressure for not going along with pop culture and what's modern in the world today. It might not be governmental in our part of the world at this point. Nevertheless, there's social pressure. There's areas in which Christians are being challenged to get with the times. And so we anticipate that there is going to be some pushback because we're holding on to God's precious word that in some quarters is regarded as obsolete and irrelevant for today. We just remind people of this. God in his character does not change, and we maintain that God has spoken univocally in the Old Testament and in the New Testament with one voice on this. It is not just that homosexuality is a sinful sexual practice. The Bible also speaks univocally about heterosexual sins, and we stand on that. Right is right, wrong is wrong,